The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus, and they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow the tradition of the elders and never eat without washing their arms as far as the elbow. And on returning from the marketplace, they never eat without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So these Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands?" He answered, "It was of you hypocrites that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in this passage of Scripture, 'This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations. You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions.'" He called the people to him again and said, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from outside can make him unclean. It is the things that come out of a man that make him unclean. For it is from within, from men's hearts, that evil intentions emerge: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure we're all familiar with that phrase, "holier than thou," which we use to describe someone who holds an attitude of moral superiority. Many of us are also aware of this weakness within ourselves. It's so easy, isn't it, to judge other people, to be critical, and to look down upon them. After a series of Sunday Gospels, from the Gospel according to St. John, in which Jesus spoke about himself as the bread of life, we are now back with St. Mark's Gospel, and we are still on the subject of food. Jesus is being criticized by the Pharisees and some of the scribes for the fact that his disciples failed to pay attention to the laws governing eating. What they say is almost patronizing, a little reminiscent of what we may say to a young child: "Now wash your hands before you eat." For the scribes and the Pharisees, it was not just a health and safety issue, however, even though there was no doubt some element of good sense enshrined within that regulation. The observances governing the washing of hands and of eating and drinking vessels carried a religious weight of right and wrong, a view which Jesus clearly saw as unbalanced and hypocritical. These rules, which were purely human, had been turned from their origin as a sensible precaution into a means of judging whether people were right or wrong in the way they behaved towards God. It was ritual for the sake of ritual, and that is the hypocrisy which Jesus was very clear in pointing out. To make matters worse, that which really does matter in God's eyes was cheerfully ignored by the scribes and Pharisees. They were so obsessed with the ritual purity and cleanliness of hands and vessels, they were neglecting the weightier matters of the law. "What makes us unclean," says Jesus, "is not what we eat or how we eat it. It is what comes out of us." And then he goes on to make that list, quite a long list, of evil intentions and practices issuing from the heart. One of which, interestingly, right at the end of the list, is folly. Folly. In his teaching, Jesus renews the message of the prophets, and he quotes from Isaiah to support his concern that we should develop religious practice that has inner integrity rather than outer conformity. It's no good to say I'm a good Catholic if I don't live the life of a good Catholic. Therefore, what is important is having a right relationship with God and with others. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. That is at the heart of our faith. A proper love of God and of neighbor. That relationship with God and with others should be from the heart. A rightness which bears fruit in good intentions, in good behavior. Not treating other people badly. The golden rule, do to others what you would have them do to you. That is the opposite of hate, of fornication, theft, murder, and all the rest of the things in that list that Jesus made. Of course, we know that conformity, external conformity to rules, is indeed part of our training. It's how we're brought up by our parents. When we're young, we're taught that certain things are good and others are bad. And we learn about these matters from our parents and our teachers. And that's good. We live by a set of rules. You shall do this, you shall not do that. But gradually, as we grow older, we are called to build up within ourselves a deeper understanding of good and evil and why it is that we live as we should. We have to discern for ourselves, in other words, the difference between what is right and what is wrong. Having said that, the habit of relying on outside influences and authority does remain strong within us. And it's not just a matter of being influenced by human religious regulations. Even the secular world imposes its own system of values, a system nowadays very much based on conspicuous consumption and showing off. People try to prove they are better than their neighbors by having the latest fashionable accessories, more expensive cars, bigger houses, and so on and so forth. But that is the way of the world. And when people become obsessed by such matters, it's so easy for that list of evil intentions described by Jesus to become the stuff of their lives. Turn on your television sets and you'll see what I mean. People then are in danger of losing track of what it means either to love God or to love neighbor. And they find themselves wondering then why their lives are empty, why they are not content, why they have no inner peace. Today's psalm helps to remind us, it helps to point us in the right direction. It reminds us that the one who dwells with God is one who walks without fault, who acts with justice, and who speaks the truth from the heart.